One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Dickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. I am jacked up on caffeine, and I'm drinking more. This is a back-in-the-time episode for you guys, but Melissa and Andy and I, we are stacking them. Stacking them and racking them and banking them and stanking them. Tanking them and stanking them and ranking it. All of them. This is our third episode today, and I have one protein bar and a few cups of coffee. Mel's got a few Gibraltars in her, which is just espresso.
My second Gibraltar.
And oh, my gosh.
I got about five pretzel chips in me.
Yeah. I feel like I could vibrate through this wall right now. I could phase through it like the like the Flash. I'm buzzing and luzzing and dozing and... A dozen buzzing is what I am right now. I need some food is what I need.
You're pretty hot, too.
Whew.
You know,
you started out pretty hot.
Fashion forward here.
Huh? Lock the door.
Fashion before passion. No.
Fashion before passion.
It's going to be one of these, guys. If you're looking for like one of our like most structured episodes, this ain't it. I don't even know what date you're hearing this.
I don't
December
know how to explain this to you.
14th?
It gets hot in December in the afternoons here in Southern California.
In Southern California,
and
yeah.
And I have a long sleeve shirt on. Yeah.
Champagne problems.
Yes.
Yeah. Right about when the tree starts to get real dry.
Yeah, exactly. This is a fire hazard, so thanks for tuning in.
Take your beanie off. It's too
everybody,
hot.
If you're interested in coming to a live show, please do. For the love of all things, what is today's date?
Don't even come. Just buy tickets.
I'd like you to come. Actually, it would be particularly do a late show. If you can make a late show, please do. Phoenix. If everything projects the way I think it's going to, the two early shows in Phoenix sold out.
Yeah.
And then the two early shows averaged 30 people.
The late shows.
Yeah. Sorry. So.
It's a broken model.
Cleveland was looking similar for us. I think, what date is this coming out? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I can tell you.
There's no way we could know. How would they know?
I think December 13th.
Today's December 13th in your life, which means
Columbus.
I'm going to be in Columbus tonight.
Yep.
That show might be sold out already, so if you didn't buy tickets
and
to that, you should have.
Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
Oh, you're doing the Pittsburgh and Buffalo for the rest of the week, and then Indy. And then December, I'm going to give you the actual dates. Because it's getting time. January 13th and 14th, I'm going to be in Brooklyn at Union Hall. The 18th through 20th, I'm going to be in Kansas City. The 21st, I'm going to be in St. Louis. The 25th through the 27th, I'm going to be in Philly. February 1st through 3rd, Portland. February 8th through 10th, D.C. February 22nd through 24th, Grand Rapids. March 7th, Spokane. March 10th, two shows at the Crocodile in Seattle. And then we've got other dates we're adding in between then. We got a Syracuse on sale soon. We got a Fort Collins on sale soon. But on sale right now for June, we have Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, Nashville. I am lightheaded. Let's get going, everybody.
Do you want this water?
Are those ours?
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
No. Here. But they are.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
We will all share.
We will all share.
We'll share our water.
Your water is my water. Sue water is me water.
Okay.
What?
This is what happens when you take Spanish in 9 weeks.
9 weeks. Español intensivo. We've talked about it, I think, on the pod before. I'm not a bright man, but I did graduate college, but the last thing that I did is I had to get a language. And I was like working at a church at the time, and I was like, I should take Greek. That'd be helpful. And then I'd made it 4 days of Greek, and I was like, no Greek. It's all Greek to me.
A college quarter to learn Greek. That's
you would have had to do it the whole year, you know, but Greek 101 or whatever, and I did not. Yeah. It was like...
No, it's a quarter system.
Right, but I would have had to take three quarters of it.
Correct.
So
that's a hard way to learn a language.
I walked in...
In high school, you could take a whole year.
Yeah, and I walked in and everyone already knew the alphabet and I was behind.
Yeah.
And I was like, Alpha and Omega. Those are the two I know.
Alpha and Omega.
If it's...
The beginning and the end.
I can tell you what a couple of the big...
Beta male.
I can tell you what a couple of I can tell you what doxa means because if there's a church in the area with this name, I know that vocab word. Pneuma, soma. I know these ones. But anyways... So the last thing that I did was I took Spanish, much more useful, but they had a thing called Español Intensivo, where you would just take a full year's worth of Spanish in 9 weeks. So you would do 3.5 hours of classwork and then 3 hours of homework a day. You did 6 hours of Spanish. And I was like, I can do this for 9 weeks. And the entire quarter, I got between an 83 and an 88 on every test. I just was the definition of an average student and graduated. That's what it takes. So, me water is Sue water.
Agua.
No, it's water.
Okay. All right.
You guys, we added
which is tough.
We created you guys, the fans, the patrons, the good people who are backseaters of this podcast, created a Facebook fan group, which you should join. There's a link here in the comments. In the comp, gosh, it's going to be hard.
Show notes.
Show notes.
There's a link in the show notes.
In the show notes.
You're going to want to check that out. You're going to go click that. You're going to go join that.
And you know what? This is where I'm going to interrupt you guys. I'm going to interrupt you guys because I'm so thankful for our Facebook friends who have sent us a little gift for Christmas.
What? For real?
Really?
For real.
People sent us a gift?
Someone has sent you a gift.
From the Facebook fan group?
So we can have our next session of Let's Ranch.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Let's Ranch.
Let's Ranch.
Oh, this is fantastic news. Oh.
Christmas came early.
Who sent this?
I'm not going to say.
Why?
Because they asked to be anonymous.
Anonymous?
To collectively share in the joy of the community.
Oh, my.
There's even a little Christmas.
Oh, my.
Christmas
this is legitimately cool. I like this. I like
it. On the tree?
Okay. Yeah. Dead center for now.
Oh, my. You know we're getting hungry.
I need food.
Here we go.
Oh, what's this? Is this ranch?
Take a look
flavored
at that
lip balm.
Oh my gosh!
Hold that up for the camera.
We got a. Sorry, I can't read and upside down.
Oh, let's.
We got a lip balm and a keychain.
Oh my gosh!
Skincare moisturizer.
Yes.
Wow.
So we have
our daughter's getting this in her stocking.
We got to get into this. We got some. We got some Andy Capps ranch fries. Right here?
Those sound pretty good.
What we don't need to try is the David Ranch sunflower seeds. I've had those a million times. They're delightful. But this one, I'm so curious. Bugles got in the ranch game, huh?
They did it.
Whoa.
I
like the name Bugles.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Are you going to tear into these?
Yeah.
You're picky about your sunflower seeds anyways.
I am.
Yeah. I always buy you the wrong kind.
It's so funny that I've publicly said how much I don't like ranch, and everyone's like, well, try this.
But have you tried? Okay, we should do this together.
Do this together. Here we go.
All right, Andy, get a bugle.
Yep. Oh, we're doing bugles first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing goes better with ranch than coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Get a little handful.
Hidden Valley Bugle Ranch.
Taste test. Here we go. I like a bugle. Well, before we do this, I like a normal bugle.
Yeah.
I like the dogs.
Nice little texture. Yeah. You know, like the way they kind of sit around in your teeth for a bit.
Yeah.
They all
almost,
day.
They're almost like a cereal.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We're away from the mic. Oh, it's so
bad. I love them. I love them.
It tastes like a vanilla wafer.
It's just like a tangy. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it gets so tangy at the end. Oh, let me wash that down with a black cup of coffee.
Now, to me, I'm getting a hint of ranch.
Really?
This is delicious.
Yeah, there's way more sugar than ranch.
Oh. We have the best fans.
These are really nice.
You are the best fans. People say that a lot. You are the actual best. It'd be great if you guys could come to a late show sometime, but I get it.
We'll have bugles there.
Okay, now this is going to be different. This is Andy Capp's Taste the Oven Baked Ranch Fries. This looks like a local. He's from Chicago. This looks like something you can't get outside of Chicago, but I could be...
Did you hold it up to the camera?
Yeah, we did that one already. So you take a few ranch fries. I'll take a few ranch fries. Our kids are going to love these. I don't know if the bugles are going to make it home, though. Melissa's going to snack mid-episode.
Now, do you remember those veggie chips? It's kind of what it reminds me of.
Chips. The veggie straws, you mean.
Yeah. They're not healthy, but...
It's got like a Funyun
thing
going
on. Here we go. Dive in.
I'm team Bugles.
Ranch, it tastes sour in other forms like that. You know, it tastes...
I've never had ranch that sour before.
Yeah.
That's just bad ranch.
It's like a vinegar.
Yeah.
That's a lime.
Oh.
I'm getting notes of lime.
You're getting notes of lime?
It's more like a salt and vinegar chip more than anything.
Well, let me wash that down with a bugle.
Yeah.
These bugles are fire.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Thank you so much, fans.
Just what we needed.
That changed the whole direction of this podcast. I'm still pretty lightheaded, but...
I should chew. If you need a white elephant gift this holiday season,
that's a very good
one. You need to get this ranch ornament.
I can't wait to see that.
Anyone and everyone needs this ranch ornament in their homes.
It's very good. That's going to stay here, but it's going to be tempting to take it home. We'll take it home as soon as we record our last one for December. So,
wow. Thank you so much.
The other thing that this Facebook group of ours, I'm pro democracy. And they created a poll of whether or not Mel should share the booty bump story. Mm-hmm. And the origins of this, if you don't remember, is we were seeing Leanne Morgan at the Balboa here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And Mel will tell the story, but there was a booty bump incident from some other fan. And Mel told this story to me.
She told
it to Leanne.
I know.
And I just kept saying this is not a great story and this is not podcast worthy. But I think I've created a mythology to this story.
It has gotten grander than it is.
But here we go. Because we're pro people, because we're pro democracy, because it's the holidays. And it's giving Giving Tuesday in our timeline here.
Uh-huh. I think the baristas are bumping the music because they're closing.
Yeah. Well, it's great. We can.
It's fine.
Extra.
It's like their third podcast today.
Yeah, exactly. Hilarious. So hit us, Mel. Tell us the tales of the Balboa Theater.
Now, as you know, the Balboa Theater is very old. The seats are very small.
Right.
It's got a lot of old elements in there.
Let's paint the picture.
It's all part of the vibe.
It's a Thursday night downtown San Diego. We're at the old Balboa Theater.
Yeah.
Small seats. Leanne Morgan's crowd is there.
Yes.
Walkers and strollers. She connected that group.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's, you know, that's her demo.
Everybody's excited. Everyone's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell when you go to a concert or you can kind of tell the demo, you know, that you're dealing with. And, we sit down. We're on the end. We just sit down, right? We're getting settled. We have a drink. No cup holders.
We got some tickets. Thank you so much, Leanne.
And a couple comes, and we stand up, but we should have moved out of the row.
Right.
But we didn't.
Which is not assumed. You never assume someone needs to move out of the row.
And so we're holding our drink. We're smashed against our chair, and we're doing this, mm-hmm. you know? And I get kind of like bounce.
Like she gave you a hit, you mean? Like
a hip.
Like a hip check.
You got hip checked.
And granted, we could have gotten out of our row.
But that's never expected.
It was, so what?
Only on an airplane do you need to get out of your row.
That you're right. And it was unexpected to me. I was not ready for that. Uh-huh. And I have a full drink and I'm like, whoa.
It's mom's night out.
And so it just tickled me. Mm-hmm. I was very tickled mm-hmm. that the woman that preceded...
Literally, she tickled her. She booty bumped her and then turned around and said, dicky, dicky, dee.
The woman that sat next to me, like, hip-checked me or whatever you want to call it. And I didn't play a lot of contact sports. I was very surprised by this, and it tickled me. And then we get backstage, and you would think... I hang out with a lot of comics post-show. Mm-hmm. You think I would just... Boom, that was so funny. I loved your special. This is my second time seeing you, Leanne. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
But she derailed me and my conversation skills, which are lacking. you all know I shoot from the hip. I'm silly.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention as often as I should. And so she goes.
You're a little, space
flighty.
Kidding. Yeah.
A little flighty.
Yeah.
I was having a fun night.
Yeah.
I'm fun.
it's Leanne,
Leanne. So we get backstage. We're the last in line. And Leanne's daughter is there. And Leanne looks at her daughter and goes, look at this cute little thing. She says that to me. And so all the things, the good things I had planned to say, the compliments, the like, I'm a huge fan of your work. Great to see you again, Leanne. Go out the window. And little thing reminds me of how I got booty bumped in the lobby or in the seats. And I tell that story to Leanne. And she's... not interested.
No.
This is her last fan
meet
and greet.
Yeah.
And then we go on to have a normal conversation.
Yeah.
The story bombed. I'm not about getting laughs from comics. I was just being my random self.
Which is what's very endearing
telling
about you.
Telling a random story without a good punchline.
Yeah. Melissa is ready, shoot, aim. That's how she goes conversationally.
I am not a comic. I don't have that in my brain.
That's why you're fun. You're very unpredictable.
Just silly and goofy, and I find humor in dumb things. And the booty bump just was really funny to me.
What's important is that it's important to you, and it's a funny story to you. And more important is that our people wanted that story. And I get it, because we are a publicly owned and traded company, and you are our stockholders, particularly our patrons. If you don't know what Patreon is, by the way, did we do our Zoom hang yet?
Oh, yes.
It was a great, best Zoom hang ever. Patreon.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10 bingo dingoes.
Mm-hmm. So this is our last episode before...
No, we do one more Christmas. And that's why we have the soundtrack that closing baristas below us have.
Yeah.
But anyways. Thank you so much to the Facebook group for standing in my corner that you wanted to hear the booty bump story.
And for sending Ranch... Mm-hmm. goodies, a ranch care package.
Delightful. Delightful. Yeah. My favorite thing is regional snacks.
Yeah?
It really is. Regional snacks are just absolutely my favorite.
What are your favorite regional snacks? Like,
and I think it's because sometimes when you do gigs, they'll give you like a little basket.
You love when I get a basket snacks. And I come home and you're like, these are the best yogurt covered pretzels in Maine.
I don't know why. I think it's really fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing you normally have.
I like to enjoy it with like a group. Like everybody take a pretzel.
Well,
it's just a fun thing.
That's the thing that we like to do is just to come home and be like, this is what we got, everybody.
Well, what I like about our family is it's never assumed that you get a full thing. Like, this is my bag of chips and nobody else can have it. It's like everyone take one.
Yeah.
And so like you brought back two pastries from Seattle, from Pike Place Market.
And I didn't think you would have put that on silent after the first time.
Good God.
The lack of professionalism.
This story's going nowhere.
This never happened with Stephen English.
But we all started dividing.
Because we didn't record it in person. But anyways.
We all started dividing up two pastries.
Yes.
And I think when you're in a big family or you just enjoy things together, you're like, it's never assumed you're getting a whole pastry yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to divide that up and have a bite. Anyone, so I don't know why.
Yeah. No, if someone assumes they're getting in a whole piece of banana bread, then I'm like, oh, you were an only child. We will divvy that up in whatever way dad tears it. It's not going to be even, by the way.
Yeah.
Whatever the biggest slice is, he'll get. Whatever the second biggest one is, mom will get. And the third biggest slice will be his favorite child in that moment. Because when people are like, do you have a favorite kid? I'm like, it's rotating. I got a lazy Susan of favorite kids, depending on general gratefulness and kindness right now.
Now, talking about tearing up snacks.
Bugle me.
My dad used to cut peanut M&M packs. He would tear them in half. You would get a half peanut M&M bag.
You're also...
And then the other...
This is my favorite. This is my favorite Dave Holtman thing that he did.
This was weird. I didn't think this was weird because it's all I knew.
You guys would go skiing.
When my dad was in charge of feeding us, he would bring carrot sticks and Snickers bars. Mm-hmm. Snickers, a lot of protein for being a candy bar. So they say. And then he would cut them in half with his van keys.
Did you guys get your tetanus shots this year? Good, because dad's using the Dodge Caravan key.
And that thing could cut.
Yeah.
And anyways, when you said snacks. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just this how you grow up.
Yeah, you're lucky you get any piece of banana bread at all.
Half a Snickers bar. Yep.
It's
anyway,
you know,
I've derailed the conversation. We went from booty bump.
We were never railed in this conversation. No, we were never on the rails in the first place. So
a quest for a new form of travel.
Yeah. It's very easy for me to not eat the snacks that are packaged.
Yeah.
Like and bring those home to the family. What's hard for me is to say no to a Cinnabon when I'm in an airport. When I show up to a Cinnabon airport hungry.
Well, the whole airport smells like Cinnabon.
It's, yeah.
That smell is
contagious. No,
you will be a mess. You'll be wrecked if you ate a Cinnabon.
I look at a Cinnabon, I consider eating a Cinnabon the same way that I think about cheating on my wife. And that I would be like, this would be a great 20 minutes that would ruin my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is worth it, but...
It's like a stick of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can have a really enjoyable 20 minutes. Let's be honest. 3 minutes. I'm eating that Cinnabon quickly. And then I'll be like, what have I done? I have to call my wife.
I know, and I used to make cinnamon rolls on Christmas.
I know.
Jeez.
But anyway, dairy.
The evidence.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Oh, no.
She's going to know.
What's that cinnamon sticky white stuff on your shirt? It's Cinnabon. It's Cinnabon.
I knew it.
It smells like sugar. Sticky hands.
You're covered in it. I can see it on your... I caught you white-handed. Your hands are sticky. There's cinnamon on your shirt. Me and the kids are leaving.
Smell like the mall.
What, you get Wetzel's while you're all gone too?
If you got Wetzel's without me.
I would never.
It is over.
I would never. I would pay $100 to eat Wetzel's right now. I am delusionally tired here. Okay, I actually did have one topic that I wanted to get to.
I am melting like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah. If we hit 45 minutes on this podcast, it's going to be a miracle today. I have a Stranger Danger for you to fill the time. Oh, good. More coffee. That'll help. That'll help stop.
Let me just finish this.
That'll help stop the shakes.
The problem and the solution.
Yeah. What time does school get out?
1:32.
1:32.
Okay.
So, Stranger Danger, a couple weekends ago, I'm in the U District. I'm at a ramen restaurant with my daughters. We're sitting down. We're eating. It's fairly quiet. It's a good environment. All right. It's nice. Claire gets some dumplings. Gloria and I get some ramen. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Table sits down next to us. Wide open restaurant. They sit down. Sometimes these smaller restaurants, I'm talking table is here to here. Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Couple work friends, co-workers, having a lunch together. Very eccentric, loud man is losing his mind about some coworker he's complaining about. You will never guess what job he's complaining about, though. I had no idea.
Okay.
He goes,
I'm intrigued.
He goes, Kathy is just in too deep. She cannot do this job. Kathy, it's a joke. I love her. She's nice. She's trying her best, but she's underqualified and she's incompetent. Kathy cannot do this job. And the other friend's like, yeah, no, I agree. She's not doing great. He's like, it's worse than that. She cannot do that job. Kathy cannot do this job. Kathy, she kept doing it. Kathy is incapable. Kathy cannot. Kathy cannot do this job. She's just terrible for business. It's awful. Pause. He takes a bite of his ramen, slurps his ramen. We need a new funeral director.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what is Kathy not doing?
She's not doing a good job playing people's funerals.
She's not killing it.
She's not killing it. She's not. Incredible.
Oh no.
Listen, we need to terminate Kathy like these. It's so funny because I did get sympathetic to him all of a sudden because you're like, you do have to do a good job planning people's funerals.
Yep.
Someone who has officiated weddings, mm-hmm. there's a couple things that you got to like crush and you got to do a good job. Kathy cannot. Kathy is incompetent. She's...
Oh, no.
And our poor daughters are like, it was the comedic timing of, and then it got the woman who was with him was Japanese, and then I think he caught that we were able to understand what this very clearly Caucasian man was saying, and then started speaking to her in fluent Japanese.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was incredible. And I was like, this is remarkable. This guy's got a lot going on.
Did you still hear Kathy?
Yeah. I'm not going to do a voice. I almost did a voice to try and keep the character going. But I did not because it's the modern era.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We need a new funeral director. Ramen was great, though. And then it was so funny because he was like also like kind of like he was still a boomer because apparently the place had like been broken into the night before. And then he was like, this city's a mess. Everywhere's getting broken into. And then he would go back into Japanese. And then he would start complaining about Kathy. And I was like, I'm not getting a word in with me and my daughters here because I cannot compete with this.
You expect him to be like, what do you guys do for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have one other thing I want to talk about in regards to us being a funny podcast about family.
Okay.
I think you're like talk about this. I think the thing that, like, I consider myself a very patient parent.
Yeah.
But what I'm least patient about is hearing my kids tell me about their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean their ambitions. I mean their mm-hmm. actual dreams from the night. Because what happens every morning is some kid tells a tall tale of a dream.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
then it becomes, who had the craziest dream competition?
Yeah, and they just try and top each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More elaborate. I was on a football field, too, in my dream. But.
Yeah. But then Freddie Frazberry showed up, and I was getting chased. I was playing against Freddie Frazberry on this football team.
Yeah.
And then I got struck by lightning, and then the football field turned into Skittles.
And then the cloud monster came after me, my dream, and you're like, it's that meme that's like an escape room, but your kid's talking about Fortnite. And it's like an escape room, but your kid's talking about their dream.
Yeah.
And
by the second or third one, I want to quote them and be like, I smell cap.
I know. It is humorous, but it's just very tedious because they're just literally making it up as they go.
Yeah.
Like, so obviously, and
Yeah, I'm like, you guys gotta like.
We've devolved.
I know these are dreams, so kind of anything goes, but you have to keep them a little more based in reality. Like, if I can predict what you're gonna say next,
you're like, that was a cartoon episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
So the other day, my 6-year old came in the room. It's not even the last night, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of impatient dreams,
mm-hmm.
He's like real sad about it, and like, Dad, can we not go to Target for a little bit so I don't have to see the dog?
Oh, no.
The Target dog?
Yes. Because I was, the other night, he was chasing me in my dreams. And I'm like, I'm sorry, son. There's no way we can't go to Target.
There's no, we are a modern family.
Face
there's
your
no,
peers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're actually going to go right now.
Yeah. Put your clothes on. It's 9 p.m. I just remembered I need something.
Oh, man.
Target run.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah. Especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you
this text.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh,
so maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
to
get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark Technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
Being a middle-aged parent, I am just so bored of domestic life.
You're bored?
Yeah.
Did you just do 3 days of laundry? Because I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we be bored together just for the sake of the bit so it's entertaining content for the... Can you just say me too?
Yeah, me too.
Can you...
I'm kidding.
Instead of...
It's a joke.
It's not a competition. You're supposed to go me too so we can clip this into internet content.
Ah! Okay.
Okay, so ready for Frankenstein?
Okay.
I'm so bored of domestic life, and then you're going to go, me too, or something like that. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. I'm so bored of domestic life.
100%. I'm the worst. I'm the worst actress. I'm sorry.
This all stays in for the pod. This is very funny.
Bugle me.
Bugle me. Middle-aged domestic life as a parent, it was everything that you've worked for and you are so grateful, but it becomes so tedious and
boring.
Well,
I think just like having kids, and we have a 16 and a half year old, so we've been doing the same things for 16 and a half years, which is like, did you shower? Did you brush your teeth? Are you ready for bed? Did you eat your dinner? Did you have enough water? When's your next physical? Like, it's like every single day.
How do I get into Roblox? How do I,
It'll be like, I have this new thing on my shoulder. And I'm like, well, save it for your doctor's appointment next week. I'm not making another one. Yeah. Like, I can't.
Yeah, your home is a pharmacy. Your home is a restaurant.
Your symptoms, you're going like, yeah, that's just sinuses. Just go to bed. Yeah. You're fine. You go to school. You took the whole month of November off. You're going to school tomorrow.
Yeah. I regret having kids. I really know.
It's like, we paid for volleyball the whole month of November, but you haven't had a practice yet.
Yeah.
And it's the 28th. So I think I was scammed into signing you up for this league because I'm out a lot of money.
I paid $400 to get up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to go watch these three girls on this team not be able to serve.
Oh, it hit the net again.
Oh, look, the team with two good servers won.
And we paid for it.
And I'm grateful. I'll continue to pay for it. And those kids will get better. And that's part of it. But that doesn't mean this is entertaining.
Yeah.
And why do I feel guilty if I'm on my phone?
My kid's not in the game.
Yeah.
I will get on my phone when my kid's not in the game.
Yeah.
I got to check in on things.
What's a stronger feeling? The pride of when your kid's the best player or the embarrassment of when your kid's the worst player? What's the stronger emotion?
Oh, no. Well, oof.
Because I've had all of the above.
You try and reframe it.
Mm-hmm.
You reframe it by going, my kid's learning a lot of lessons.
When your kid sucks.
Gonna be better on long term.
Yeah.
For having lost on this better team than being really good on a bad team.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So we're learning life lessons.
If they're really good, then they're not in a high enough level.
Then they should have been moved up.
They should have been moved
up. It's got to be a challenge.
It's got to be a challenge. And you're like, no. I mean, the things that you tell yourself to survive in those moments.
I know. They're like, can I get an acai bowl?
Not after that. Not after that performance. Mm-mm.
Winners get $15 acai bowl.
No. If you'd have landed that back handspring, then maybe you'd get an acai bowl on the way home. But Jamba Juice is for winners. I mean, what's going on?
That's you.
That's you. I was like, there's no way.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
We've all been there with the kid that strikes out or I don't know. I don't mind when my kid's bad.
Yeah.
Because everyone there needs to take this less seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, guess what? We all got a life lesson.
My kid will be the second.
Settle down. Yeah. It's like seven-year-old, basketball.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to the NBA.
Yeah, I can't stand a parent that takes youth sports too seriously.
We have parents in the stands, and they're like, oh, ah. And they talk to their kid every play.
Yeah.
And you're like, they have a coach.
Yeah.
Also, they can't hear you. Also, like, you're supposed to be a relaxed presence in their life.
Yeah.
And if you're like, the whole game, like, one, you're stressed out, two, you're stressing everybody else out and your kid. And they have to, the whole point of these youth sports is for them to have stress and work through it.
Yeah. And, yeah. Go ahead.
I just got a text message this week from this story from a while ago about where I hit a kid like on the while I was pitching at baseball.
Yeah.
The dad.
Yeah.
Had messaged the coaches this week and been like, can't believe he threw the ball still at my kid. Like, was making it like he still was trying to convince the other coach I did it intentionally.
And you're like, how did he know?
Right.
How did he know?
Well, and see, that's so messed up. Yeah. Because you're both volunteer coaches,
yeah.
And why are you getting mad at someone being involved in their kid's life?
Totally. Right.
And
right.
The lives of
why
nine
would
other
I ever
children.
Intentionally hit your kid with
yeah.
the ball.
I'd hit you with the ball.
I know. I could get
but like,
it.
Yeah. But yeah. The whole point is you can't take everything that personally, and it's sports.
Yeah.
Kids get hit with balls. Like it's not, you know? You gotta assume the best.
Yeah, when I see a parent getting too worked up at a youth sports event, I just go, "I'm sorry, you're unhappy with your life."
Yeah,
truly, I'm like, "I'm sorry that you have bad balance. I'm sorry that things didn't work out for you. I'm sorry you hate your job. I'm sorry your dad never said he was proud of you." Like, I do start to feel bad now, but then I'm also like, there needs to be a quicker way to eject these parents from these things. There needs
yeah.
you got to be able to get them out of here. Eject seats, maybe. Like
yeah.
mm-hmm. a little cockpit.
They just need a hot car nap.
They need a hot car nap. That's a callback to a previous episode, but yes. But I know it's all blurring together here.
It is all blurring together. But it just is not that important.
Yeah.
You know? Fine. It's
especially when you make those parents the coaches.
Well, it's often a lot of times it is. A lot of time that's the ones who want to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they're already looking at you and your homeschooled family and your flower named children, and they're like, here we go. These hippies are rolling in.
You bring the bunnies. Yeah.
Don't put it past us.
I've heard he has like 75 animals back on the compound. But at least they're at the game.
But here's
that's what they say to me.
The speaker,
yeah.
And Brandi Carlile on the speaker.
Yeah.
At a baseball game.
Here's the thing, though, because my daughter had a birthday party, and it was a couple friends from two different sports she's played, and a couple friends from school. And I do think that the 14-year-olds who have extracurriculars are in a better place. Like mm-hmm. for life.
Yeah.
I don't know
that their parents are, but
no, but I know that if those stressed out sports parents stepped back,
right,
they and cooled out, like relaxed, like teens need structure and routine.
Right.
And they don't get to work. They don't get to mow your lawn and babysit anymore. We don't have those kind of roles in society. So now it's travel sports. And they're better off. The kids are better off, like, being stressed in sports than, like, left on their phones at home.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's still better. That stressed out sport parenting them is better than just laying in bed on their phone all weekend.
Yeah. If for no other reason that they get to realize that their parents aren't perfect.
And that's about the age that you realize
that.
Yeah, 13, 14, you're like, these guys, they got some problems.
Yeah, you're like, how was the game? You're like, well, my dad got ejected.
But I did get an acai bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's tough.
It is. I think you're right. I just, there's so many strong emotions as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
There's intense grief. There's intense passion, there's intense joy, there's intense anger, and it kind of all comes out at the youth sport event.
Yeah, and you can't always control the timing of that, because you might get really mad at the coach.
I mean, you can if you're a mature adult.
No, but I guess what triggers it.
Yeah.
I see parents who are irate because, like, the December practice schedule isn't out yet.
Instability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you cut off my kid, or you hit my kid on purpose. Like, it's there, but you don't know what's going to trigger it. That's the exciting part.
Yeah, that is a little bit exciting to think of it.
Yeah. You guys are being very sympathetic here, and I appreciate that, but I am all for removing parents that take youth sports too seriously. Get them out. Eject them early. Make an example. Or, like, you know what? Honestly, Squid Game's it.
Yes.
targets on all the parents the whole time.
Yeah, one more strike.
You got one. Yeah. No strikes. No strikes.
Yeah, let's put a scoreboard up for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You cuss at the umpire one time. I'm not saying murder you, but at least give him a cone of shame or something. Kick him out. Give him a warning. Yeah. Get a life,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but the ones that kicked out, that get kicked out, do not leave.
No, they hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah. They're like, you can't tell me to leave. This is public property.
Yeah, it's free country.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch from my truck.
Yeah. And then again, maybe, and to which all of this, my son would say, well, at least they came to the game, Dad. I'm sorry, the games are on Saturdays. I make all the Thursday meets.
I know that's my trigger. When the meet you're coming to and flying out after gets canceled, you're like, I've had this on my calendar for months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ugh, it happens.
Parenting is very hard, and I think that's the subject here. It's it's not good or bad. It's just all of the emotions. All right, guys, we got a couple more holiday horror stories to get to.
Fantastic.
Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com today. Okay, so this one is from Jake. Dear Dustin and Melissa, I love the pod.
Hi, Jake.
By far, you two are the most consistent every week out of anyone I listen to, and we backseaters are all grateful for you. There you go. This is a good warm-up one. A while back when my brothers and I were in high school, my mom was an in-home caretaker for an elderly lady. This particular year, it fell upon my mom to have the Christmas holiday shift. Me and my brother spent Christmas sitting in the back room, eating room-temperature pizza, and watching The Empire Strikes Back. Not the most glamorous Christmas for sure, but not too horrible either. At least we could be there with my mom while she had to work. You guys are the best. Jake. I like that one, actually.
Aw.
Yeah,
I do like that.
It's got some heart to it. I like that.
We spent a Super Bowl at the rec center one year. Remember?
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not exactly Christmas, but yeah.
Well, I just remember it.
Yeah.
Like, we just, like, brought food down because you're working at the rec center. And
yeah.
They didn't close for the Super Bowl.
Unconventional holidays. Love it. I think they turned the music up downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this one is from Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
My story is around a gift from my mother-in-law. I always thought my mother-in-law liked me pretty well, but about 10 years into our marriage, she gave me a gift that made me really wonder.
Okay.
First off, let me say that I'm not necessarily a tchotchke type person or really a precious moments type person either. But this particular Christmas, I opened a gift from her, thankfully not in front of her, and it was the precious moments glass donkey that was part of a nativity set.
Oh, no.
You can see it right in your mind. I opened the rest of my gifts.
Crying?
Yeah. I opened the rest of my gifts. They're always the sad eyes.
You're so sad.
I opened the rest of my gifts, and there were no other parts of the nativity. So I thought this was probably the first installment in what would be a series of gifts over the next years to grow this nativity scene. Nope. Never received one other piece of nativity scene, just the donkey.
Oh,
my family
no.
love refers to it as my glass ass. Never asked my mother-in-law about it. When she died, I wonder if we would find all the additional pieces in her attic. Nope, it's a mystery. Although maybe not. It does make a great story, though.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I remember at one of my siblings, they, after their wedding, which was over Christmas, they did that brunch where you open all your wedding gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the day after the wedding.
High pressure.
And they opened a whole nativity set that was like 12 boxes.
Yeah.
And what does a young 20-something couple want but 12 boxes of nativity?
That doesn't even know where they're going to live in the next year. They're like, great.
They're like, oh, wow, but we got this.
Yeah.
We wanted a toaster, but we got this. Yeah. It's insane.
You couldn't have got a toaster.
Yeah.
Like you use every day.
Yeah. It was probably half off because it was after Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I'm saying is you don't need a nativity scene.
No.
When you're newly married.
But what about one glass donkey? What about, will that do?
Says so much.
It does,
so much. Fragile.
Yeah. In the midst of everything going on in your holiday season, how about this right here?
Tell your Democrat friends how much you love them.
Here's a question before we do the last one. Is December the busiest month of the year for parents?
I think it rivals May.
Yeah.
But I would say yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
There are a couple marquee times in the year where it's displayed how much busier your life is as a parent, as a non-parent. And I think December might be number one on that list.
End of the year.
End of the year, yeah.
So May.
Dads and grads.
December, May, and like back to school.
Yeah.
So like August, September.
December is insanity for parents.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you have at least one extra commitment for every child that you have.
Yep.
At least one extra.
You got a lot of meetings.
So many meetings.
You got to bring cookies.
Yeah.
You got a pajama day. You got grades.
Yeah.
You got checkups.
You got a secret Santa. You got to get gifts for the teachers. You got to get gifts for the coaches.
Uh huh.
Gifts for the children. Gift lists for the grandparents. Yeah, yeah. Gifts for the therapist.
You have to tell your grandparents, what do they need?
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out like something that's like surprise, but not, you know.
You're budgeting, it's end of the year.
Or you're like, I already got all the gifts, but now so-and-so is going to give you this one.
You might be planning a trip. You're going through your Christmas card list, you know, like, oh, man, forgot they died this year.
And then work gifts.
Yeah.
And then work socials and then parties and travel. And it's insane. And
December for parents is honestly probably harder than the journey that Mary and Joseph went on with Jesus. I mean,
it is hard to find a hotel.
I mean, I look at the story of the birth of Christ and I'm like, I mean, you had it good. You had it good. You went on one journey and there was transportation available. And there was no room at the inn? Yeah, get in line.
Mm-hmm. Reservations are sold out.
It's so busy.
It's very relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The animals around were actually just relatives.
Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The and around like the fifth recital, you're like, hey, man, not every kid needs to be encouraged.
It's like, if there's 20 solos, maybe we gave out
too many solos. We gave out too many solos this year. Not, you know.
Just like top five.
Yeah. Just let some kids be good at math, man. Let the science kid be the science kid. Let the piano genius play the peanut solo.
Mm-hmm.
And for the
love. Somebody's got a jingle bell.
And for the love, please don't let your 11-year-old wear that much makeup. Please. Please. It's upsetting for all of us. No one is comfortable in this environment. It's every extracurricular
needs a party.
Yeah, extracurricular that your child has a thing in December. There'll be like a summer camp thing that's due in December for some. Yeah, you're planning. You're already. You're like, I got
signing up for spring ball right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, got a text for the coach yesterday. It's, like, hey, is he in? I'm like, spring.
Yeah, you also have to register for high school and middle school and kindergarten.
Yeah,
and college.
Yeah.
In December.
Not to mention planning your family's Christmas trip or hosting or a meal.
Taxes.
And then you get an email. They're like, don't forget to book your summer travel. And you're like, screw you, Delta.
I don't have time for this.
I don't got time for this. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about a nutcracker. All right. Last one. All right. This is from Isaac. Big friend of the podcast, patron, whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say his last
name.
Coast Guard Isaac. I have a holiday horror story. It was during the time that I was stationed in Hawaii in my last full year there in 2022. For context, Isaac is a Coast Guard in the Coast Guard in Hawaii. I had plans to be home for Christmas and New Year's, as did other siblings of mine who lived outside of Oregon. I had booked my flight about a month and a half beforehand so that the prices weren't as bad. And I could, it's too loud downstairs. There's no way we can get the, All right, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You're the best. Hey, folks, want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. Ooh, that's $25 up a month. That's a big money right there. What you get is you get a special shout out on this podcast at the end right now. So, first up,
April Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Dan and Chelsea Morell.
Daniel Owens.
David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Handherend.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne. Woo. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank bam, you. Bam, 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 bam.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.